Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA, old and in debt, is now part of the newly reorganized State Department of Transportation and is about to get an infusion of young blood. Governor Patrick has appointed Richard Davey as the new Rail and Transit Administrator and has also nominated Davey to be the T's new General Manager. The State Transportation Board votes on Davey's nomination tomorrow. Today, WBUR's David Boeri has this profile.
Boylston Station, the Green Line. And you can feel the arthritis in the old bones of the MBTA. The rails and cars groan and squeal like stuck pigs as they bleed deficits. $160 million last year, raising the question, who'd want to run it anyway?
I think that being the general manager of the MBTA is the toughest job in government.
Paul Regan is executive director of the MBTA Advisory Board.
You've got to move 1.2 million people a day on a system that large parts of it were built 100 years ago. It's just a tough, tough job in a tough, tough economic time.
In contrast to this, the nation's oldest subway system, the newly appointed motorman for the MBTA is an energetic and youthful 36-year-old.
My name is Richard Davey. I am the new Rail and Transit Administrator for MassDOT and the nominee to become the new General Manager at the MBTA.
For the last 2 years, Davey has run Massachusetts Bay Commuter Railroad, the private company that operates and maintains commuter rail for the MBTA. He's earned the reputation as someone who makes the trains run on time from suburbia to Boston and back.
He has a great reputation from MBCR, where he first as assistant general manager and then as general manager ran the system on a daily basis.
Paul Regan says Richard Davey improved service and performance on the commuter rail within months of taking charge, working with one of the toughest contracts in the country. It penalized his company for every late-running train, broken air conditioner, or dirty station. 90% of those commuter trains ran on time last year.
They're only as good as your last rush hour.
No nonsense. Fast-talking and white-shirted, Davey speaks in crisp aphorisms.
If you are the person who's on that one delay train or bus, you don't care if the other 99 are on time because you were on that one that was delayed. So perfection is always what you're shooting for. It is very difficult, clearly, to achieve, but that's always the prize that you're seeking.
Put Davey down as a committed T-rider. He says he has a 13-year-old car with only 50,000 miles on it. He enters the state level after last year's traffic jam of top transportation officials, exiting or pushed out of their positions, four in all, 3 and 4 months. His bullet points are clear. His aim is steady.
Safety, absolutely my number one priority. I'm passionate about safety, and that's going to be a key for us.
He reiterates performance and reliability, and as for the notoriety of a cultural old guard at the MBTA, Davey is firm and diplomatic.
From time to time you hear, well, we do that because we've always done that. Now, it may be the right ultimate answer, but questioning that premise is important.
And so the man who made commuter trains run on time for 140,000 commuters now takes on the job of making buses, trains, subways, and boats on time for more than 1 million people a day. Paul Regan of the T's Advisory Board says Davey has to do all of that while still trying to get the creaks out of the system as well.
Good luck to him. He's got a big challenge ahead of him.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.